Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis.
Very good roast yesterday.
I'm glad. Let me take this test out for when he shows up.
Yes, I didn't stick my phone today, so.
It's to come learn Tyra. Kaidim Shani Nana Labria. A woman makes a nana that she will not have pleasure from any bria. Now, brias refers to human beings here. It doesn't mean from animals, even though, in essence, you can have all kinds of brias, but it means humans. Eina yachol lahafer. Now, this is not going like the Rabbanon. This is going like Rabbi Yaisi. Again, we've had this throughout the Perek. Rabbi Yaisi's interpretation of inui nefesh is a much more limited one. According to the Rabbanon, Shmuel told us earlier in the week that even if she doesn't want to have enough from one person, he can be made for because it's inui nefesh, but she might need him one day. So for sure, she said she's not going to have enough from any person. For sure, he can be made for inui nefesh. So that's not what the Mishnah is. But remember, we learned twice this week that the whole parent is going like Rabbi Yaisi. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, inui nefesh has to be something much more direct. And therefore, not having pleasure from people is not considered inui nefesh. It might be considered beinoy lebeina. So eina yachol lahafer just means he can't be mefer as of inui nefesh. That's what it means. Dr. Rush.
It's funny that Rabbi says this because before also we had she banned herself from pleasure. Before it was minhag Yehudim.
No, what you're trying to say is wrong because there was a specific pleasure of tashmish. The Tula Anim and Yehudim only banned her from having intimacy, not from any other Hana. Here it's Nana Menabriyat. It's a totally different thing. And we had it brought down. It's a Mishnah later, and it's only referring to Tashmish Amita. So therefore, it's not the same. The Gemara will bring it in as we go along, Mirch Hashem, but it's not the same. Eina nana min abriyas means any kind of pleasure. Zuck to Rush, and he speaks it out right away. Kailim shani nana labriyas eina yoga lahafer. Loyhavi inu nefesh. Avo mevr mishim dvarm shabayna lubayna. All Rabbi Yaisi means to say is it's not inu nefesh, but it is bayna lubayna. Rabbi Yaisi, kida tzin alel. It's going like Rabbi Yaisi, like we said before. So don't start asking on Shmuel and on this and on that. Taken care of. End of story. Weiter. And she can have pleasure by going around and taking Lekha Chikhapeya. Because over there, the owner has zero right to it. Unlike other matnas, matanas aniyim, that he has the right to pick who he gives his miser ani to, he, in the Lekha Chikhapeya, he leaves it. And he has no shaykhus to it. He leaves it. And whoever wants to come and take it can take it. He has no restrictive rights to Lekha Chikhapeya. And therefore, she's not getting from any person. This is something that's hefker for poor people only. Not totally hefker. A person that has a parnasa cannot take it. But the Torah was mafkir tiraniyim and gave the owner no right in it at all. He has zero right. He leaves it. It's over. He has nothing to do with it. Dr. Raj, the chaylal hanis malekat chikchem peyah, the filu tayves hanah lekibu, the daf kehechad exiv nesina shayach tayves hanah. Dr. Raj, here's the test, Rach Moshe, that only where the Torah says give it to the kayan, give it to the poor, you're giving it. Here the Torah says tazayv, leave it. You're not giving anything, and therefore you have no tayves hanah, which means the right to choose a recipient of what you give. You have no right to choose. That's what's called Tayves Hanah. Now, there's a machlokes about Tayves Hanah, but we're not going to get into it now. We'll probably get into it later in the Perek. And there's a machlokes whether that's called an ownership or not. Is Tayves Hanah a mammon or Tayves Hanah ain't a mammon? Do we consider that an ownership or not? But we're not going to get it now. For our purposes now, like a chikchem peyah, there is no Tayves Hanah. There's nothing to talk about.
Maybe this lady is not poor.
She sure is poor if nobody can give her pleasure. She, again, didn't say a word about the husband yet?
Yeah.
Did she have an offer from her husband? So then how could she's not rich at all? She's a poor lady with no source of anything. Now, theoretically, she might have $1 million cash in the bank. So then she doesn't need like a chikampeya.
But this is automatically beno benav.
Again, the question is
strictly from
beno benav means only in there. The minute he divorces her, the netter kicks in for everybody, for himself too, and for everybody else. The netter is chal, meaning the Mishnah is saying that you can't have an offer from Reuben and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar and Zul, even if he's made for it, because all he can be made for is him. He can't be made for anything else. Right. Kainim kahanim levim nanimli. He says, I ban any kayan and any Levi from having my pleasure. Now then he has truma, which he has to separate. And the minute he separates truma, it belongs to kahuna. Now he does have the right to choose which kayan. That is his right. But he doesn't own the item anymore. The minute one separates truma, it is mamon kohanim. It belongs to the entity called kohanim. At that point, they own it. He has a right to designate which kohen is going to get it. But he doesn't have any ownership in the item. He has a right. Was that called partial ownership or not? Is a machlokes, because we're not getting into it now. So the halacha is, since no kohen can get it, so he automatically doesn't have a right to designate the kayan, and it belongs to kahanim. So any kayan can come and pick it up, and he can't do anything about it. But he can't say, I didn't mean to give it to you. You can't give it to anybody, sir. It's mum and kahuna with you having no right over it by your fact that you made this netter. Had you not made the netter, you could have decided which kayan gets it. You didn't make the netter. You made the netter. You have no decision-making rights now. You can't pick. So it belongs to us, not to you. Have a nice day.
Konam is only on the
toes. He said they can't have pleasure for me. They can't buy his apples. They can't buy his oranges. Can't have any pleasure, including Taivas Hana, including him designating that kayan.
So from here we see the
toes. No, we don't see anything. Even if Taivas Hana, does he have the right to designate? Does the guy get pleasure if he picks him?
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore it's us, sir. He can't pick the kayan. The kayan will get pleasure.
But he can prevent certain ones.
Again, he banned every kayan in the world from taking it.
Right, so therefore anyone can take it, because it's not his
money. Any kayan can take it. It's not his money. Because if he designates the kayan, he's giving him pleasure.
Next part of the mission.
He's still middle of the question, that's why I... Dr. Ashi, Kainam Kainam will be in Nanali, Lutumus and Mises are Karakoi. The Taivas Hana in a Mammon. Now the Gemara is going to say it means Taivas Hana is not Mammon. Why it means Taivas Hana in a Mammon will leave for the Gemara? Because if Taivas Hana were Mammon, even though he has no right to designate, but he has a part ownership, how can they take it and ignore his partial ownership? He can't exercise his partial ownership, but if he has a partial ownership, the fact that he can theoretically could have designated a kayan. He banned himself from doing it, but it still is.
So it's a noise that he can fix.
Yeah. The Gemara Baruch Mereshah was safer, so we'll leave it to the Gemara that will ask a question about Taivas Hana. Let me explain something.
Does this question on Taivas Hana bear at all in the long running, sort of the Shas relationship, Shas debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether or not ownership of Paris is the same as ownership per se?
No.
Wouldn't it say, okay, why
no.
not?
Because...
I believe you.
Again, no Makhlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether a person can own Paris or not. They're arguing who's the main owner. That's all they're arguing about. None of the two are disputing the possibility of a split ownership. So therefore, Okay. Everybody agrees.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Let me just explain something, even though I really should leave it for later, but I might as well. And that is as follows. What does that mean, Kaiva Tanah Mammon? Why is that a monetary right so I can pick you? Why does that give me a right? What is that worth? Why is that a monetary right? Kaiva Tanah Mammon, it's a monetary right. What money do I get out of it? You're not allowed to give me anything in return that I should give you the truma if you were a kayan. Rabbi Cohn wants my truma, Mirz Hashem. He cannot come and kick back something and say, I'll come to your drasha if you give me my truma.
But he can be nice. That's not related to the truma.
Yeah, but that's not monetary value, really. The monetary value is that Rabbi Cohn's sister, you know, his brother-in-law, there it's a show. Everybody, the whole world knows his brother-in-law, right, Rav Kaplan, in Eretz Yisrael, can call me and say, Rabbi Margaretin, you have, I heard, $1,000 worth of truma. I'll give you $200, give it to Avram Cohen. Yes? I didn't know that. He can't do that. Sorry, you have any relatives that are not Kohanim? A non-Kohen relative, or Dr. Harris, who's his friend, can call me up and say, please, give the truma to Avram Cohen, and I'll send you a $200 check. He can do that. He's allowed to give me money I should give Avram Cohn. Avram Cohn better not do it because says it's a mushkosh. Torah has a lot to say about people who pay people to kick back. But somebody else can do it for him.
Can he give me $200?
No. You have to be a good friend. So therefore, that's the question. Is that considered a monetary value in the item since I can get a kickback not from the guy but from somebody else? That's the Machlokes of Tanah Mammon, but I don't want to spend time on it now. We have time to spend on it later. The Rush brought it in, so therefore I love, as mentioned. So I think of my Mishnah Vayter, Kahanim Elu Levim Elu Nanimli, Kiyat Lachayram. If he designated certain Kahanim that can't take it, others can take it. So he can give it to anybody else. They can't take it on their own, because he still has the right to choose the Kayan. He just said, I will not give it to this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and this guy. They don't give me enough covet. I'm never going to give them the truman he made in Eder. Fine. There's 1,000 other Kahanim around. He doesn't have to give it to them. Okay. Zav to Gemar Vayter.
They can take it.
What?
Other
can take it. No, they can't. They can take it means he can give it to them there. They can't take it. Yeah, you're right. Right, so this is going to be a problem because it makes it sound that he doesn't have that. This is what the Gemara is going to talk about, so let's leave it for the Gemara. Zok the Gemara right. Now, the first part of the Mishnah, she made a neder not to have a nar from any people. Alma Efshed the Mishnah the Midlay. That means, obviously, she can have a nar from him. Right?
And?
Because if she could. One second, I got to explain that. Yeah. Because if she couldn't get Hanar from him, that's Inri Nefesh. For a woman to live without being able to get Hanar from her husband is Inri Nefesh. How does one exist with a spouse that you can't get pleasure from?
Any benefit. Then you resurface my question.
Again, so that's why we're learning the Gemara, to give the Gemara at least 10 lines.
Yeah.
At least 10 lines. Alma, the Ms. Efshed the Ms. Going to be delayed because nobody's going to say that if she can't have benefit, I like that word better, from her husband, that's not Inri Nefesh. So obviously, her husband's not included in the netter. Everybody else is included in the netter. And Rabbi Yaisi holds that's not Inri Nefesh because, like he argued by Shmuel's case, because she can have it off her husband and that's good enough. So, la'alma b'chlau, the ba'olah b'chlau b'riyasu. That means we're saying that the husband's not included in the word b'riyas. When she said, kainim sharinana l'b'riyas, she meant everybody besides her husband. Because if her husband were included, then he would be able to be made for Inri Nefesh. Must be the husband's not included. That's what it says.
By Minhan Yehudim, does it mean her husband?
Again, why are we getting involved? Why can't we? So hold your horses.
No,
you know what happens when you're bothered by something? Give the Gemara a chance.
Did you say that to him when he said it?
Yes, I sure did. Yeah. I sure
did. He's in a nicer way.
Maybe yelled at me
like a wish kiss and everything.
I did not say that.
I'm saying it myself.
I did not say that. I said, if you were to offer me a kickback, the Torah has bad words to say about you. I didn't say chas v'shalom that you did. First of all, I don't have any truma. Second of all, right. Avum in the bow, aim a sefer. Says we chayil lehen as v'shikolach v'shikchapeya. Mashma that she can't get from her husband. Because if her husband weren't included, what does she have to go and take like a v'shikchapeya for? Avum in the bow, loyachla. Avum a bow, b'yassum. There's a contradiction. The first line of the Mishnah indicates that the husband was never included. The next line of the Mishnah indicates that he was included. Dr. Rush. Eim Seifa. V'chaylu lehenes melechet shikhabeya. Alma d'bao b'chal b'yasu. V'diktani she'eni y'chaylu lehenes ela melechet shikhabeya. Mashmalei d'milsi achwitihi. Right. It's another thing. V'lekoylu faresh Reisha. Midlaytani peshi chayla lehenes melecha chikha. Again, the Rush is explaining that since it says v'chayla lehenes melecha chikha peya, it's mashma that, 1 minute.
It changes the
gesture to Mishani. Yeah, I figured they have to say that. I was just going to do that. The kasha is, from the fact that it says Yechayel Lehenes Melechet Shikhapeya's Mashma, she can't have an offer from her husband. That means he is included. So let's go back to the Gemara. Emphasis the Gemara. Amr Ula. I think Ula is the first one. Amr Ula. Le'aylam, really? Ba'alab b'chlei b'esu. He's not included and she can have an offer from him. V'ayid, and Yechayel Lehenes Melechet Shikhapeya. The Mishnah threw that in as an extra. He was never included. And by the way, she can anyway take Lekha Chikhapeya. He's not included. She can have an offer from him. But by the way, the Mishnah is saying, and she can also take Lekha Chikhapeya. You shouldn't think she's benefiting from anybody. If she goes into somebody else's field and takes Lekha, she's not benefiting from him. That's what the Mishnah is trying to teach me. The Mishnah is telling me two things. Number one, he can't be made for because he can give her an offer. Not eating that. Number two, by the way, you shouldn't think that she's not allowed to take Lekha Chikhapeya because it belongs to somebody. Doesn't belong to anybody, so she can go and take it.
You don't have to be poor to get shekel.
No, you have to be poor. But her husband might be poor. All it's trying to say is a new halacha. That she's not, you would think, that if she can't have an offer from her neighbor, she's not allowed to take his leket. She's not allowed to take his shikha. She can't take his maizerani. So maybe she can't take his leket and she can pay either. It's his field. Zuck the Mishnah, that's not banned because she's not having pleasure from him. It's a new halacha. Now, whether she's eligible or not is not the point here. The Mishnah is trying to teach me something. Taking Lekha Chikhapeya is not considered benefiting from the guy who owns the field.
If he was poor, he still has a halacha Lekha Chikhapeya?
What?
If a person is poor.
Yes.
He still has a
Mitzvah Lekha Chikhapeya? Sure. First of all, it's not his Lekha Chikhapeya we're talking about.
No, by the way, yes.
This
is important to...
It has nothing to do with this Gemara. It's a wonderful question, but it has nothing to do with this Gemara.
The ode isn't going back on...
No.
Even in the case where the husband is poor?
I lost you.
He can derive benefit from the husband. He's not... The Brius, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, a new thing is talking about nothing to do with the husband at all.
Correct. Saying that, by the way, in case she's eligible, which means her husband doesn't give her because he doesn't have, she can go take Lekha Chikhapeya. She can't have an offer from Reuven and Shimon and Levi, so how can she go into their fields and take Lekha Chikhapeya? The answer is, Lekha Chikhapeya is not a benefit. It's Hefker. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. Dr. Rush. Umishani, I'll start the Rush again. Aim the same for Yechayel Lehenes Melech HaChikhapeya. Alma Dabao La B'chal B'yasum. B'chal B'yasum. Kamashen Yechayel Lehenes Melech HaChikhapeya. Umishani Lei, that's what it's supposed to say. The Musakhwiti. Lekoy Lefarish Reisham. Noitani Mishnei Shechayel Lehenes Melech. It doesn't say it can't be made for because she can take Lekit. He can't be mefer because you can have a nar from him. And besides that, a new halacha. How can she have an oil from her husband? Isn't he getting the money from other people? We said earlier that when you have a store and you ban the store, that the husband gets credit, you can't get because he needs to get that store. That means even if he buys it from the store, it's usher. Even though now it belongs to the husband. So why over here can you take from the husband when the husband got it from Reuven or Shimon or Levi? The husband doesn't get money rained down in Hashemayim. He gets his money from working from somebody. He gets his money by getting something from somebody. There's got to be a way he got his money. So how could she have a nor from the husband? Why is it different when she can't have a nor from that particular store and that's the only store the husband can go to? We say she can't have enough from it. Why? The husband has it. Why is it different than now? She can't have enough from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and she can have from her husband, even though he got it from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi.
I thought Reb Yossi, in a case of money,
if it was Ein Panasasi Elim Imena, he could be made for.
Right.
So why over here can't he be made for? He's getting Panasa from the people she banned. Why is this different than the case of the store that that's the only store he can buy from? There we said he can be mefer even though because she needs that store.
Right.
Answer me that she's not having an offer from the store. She's having an offer from her husband.
So that's what we said.
No, we did not. We said a main part of the he can be mefer because she can't have an offer from that store. Here we're saying that even though he's getting an offer from five different people, he's getting panasa from five different people, she can't take it. She could take it from him. She can take it from him. What's the difference? Why over there can't she, and here she can? Again, the Mishnah before you interrupt me, the Mishnah before we said that if a guy, she bans herself from one store, buy from another store. Rabbi Yossi talking. She bans herself from Target, buy from Walmart. But if Target gives you credit and Walmart doesn't, Rabbi Yossi agrees that's Inui Nefesh, because she can't get it from her husband, but he got it from Target. Now who has it now, the husband or Target? The husband. And she can't take it from her husband because he picked it up from Target. Why is that different than here? That she can take it from her husband even though he got it from Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, which she can't have pleasure from. The answer is because it belongs to the husband. Well, what he bought from Target belongs to him too.
I hear the question.
Zokhtra, Shvim Taimar. But they bow Gubim is fine as Manabrias. It's like Target, that's the only one that gives him credit. By the way, it's the second time we had this rush this week. She said, I won't have Anor from anything that's in Target. I don't want to have Anor from anything that is in Target. She didn't say anything that belongs to Target. Anything that's in Target, no matter who owns it. Even though now it's not Target's anymore. Target sold it. But it was something in Target, the netter answered it. Dumya de Paris Medina, just like she says, I will never have Indiana fruit. She didn't say, while it belongs to Indiana, it's the fruit that's in Indiana I will never have an offer from. It's like saying, I will never enter this house.
Once it leaves Target, maybe she can have it.
I'm sorry. Hilcock. Even if the husband bought it, it's still fruit that was in Target. It's still items that were in Indiana. Because she said the fruit of Target, not the fruit that belongs to Target. She banned the item, not the person. The item that's in that person's possession. But that doesn't mean that it's only banned as long as it's in possession. She bans the item. And Mashenkin can hear, Ava Usher Hanas Oilam Alei. Here she said, I won't have Anor from Reuven. She's not having Anor from Reuven. She's having Anor from her husband. She didn't ban the item, she banned the person. Muteris, the parents say, Maha Shekharim Abel. That's the Rashi's design. It depends how the word, there's a very important Rashi, by the way, we had it earlier this week. That there's a difference between the way she bans the item or bans the person. In fact, the Russian other cousin. Why can he be made for why can she be made for this door? B'mtayim ma'afek derash. Miyukasha, gabechamvani, amai yofer. V'alichay lohanes meleket shekumpeya. Why is it inu nefesh? She can go and get leket shekumpeya. Meaning, what bothers us if her husband only gets credit from that store? So he can't get it for her. Fine. So there's leket shekumpeya. She can go to the fields and pick leket shekumpeya. She's not...
That we don't.
Again, why is it inu nefesh if she can't get from that store?
It's the wrong place.
And for the rush, yeshloim me the ma'ari b'maisak shamim, the leka leka chikupaya. You're right. It's the wrong season. Leka chikupaya works in the summer, not in the winter. In the winter, he can be made for it because he has no other way to get there. Zakti gemar baita. Rav amar v'aylam ba'al b'chlabiyah. He is included in the letter. You're right. If she banned herself from Prius, it includes the husband. And Enochinami, she can't have anah from him. And that's still not Inui Nefesh. Why? Matam. What is the reason that he can't be made for her? Matam and Yachalover. You're right. The husband's usher. And that which you said, that if the husband's usher is automatic Inui Nefesh, it's not. She can't benefit from the husband. But you can always get legend to Kumbaya. So she's good to go. She's not Inri Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yaisi. So that undermines our assumption. We started off with Gemara with an assumption that if she can't have benefit from the husband, it's automatically Inri Nefesh. We're saying that's not true. That's what Rabbi is saying.
It's about be a shliach for her.
No, it's benefiting her. She can go herself and get legend to Kumbaya.
But he can't be a...
Pashta's not. Rav Nachman Amar... What? So you have to say, according to Rava, that would only be in the summer. But once it gets to the winter, he can be made for it. Now, why can't he be made for it now? Because of the winter? That's a good kash I don't have an answer for. The Chayre, if in the winter she won't be able to get Lekka to Kampaya, he should be able to be made for it right away. I don't have an answer for that.
Maybe she can.
It says, Eina Yochel Ofer. The only reason he can't be made for it is because she has Lekka to Kampaya. But he's not going to have it in 6 months from now. So I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer. Rav Nachman Amar Loilam Baal La B'Klabrius. Baal is not considered part of the Brius. It's not included. So what is it saying? V'Achik Tani. Nizgarsha Yechayv Olam Is Melekat Shit Kampaya. I'm reading the Gemara. I'm 3 lines in the bottom. Rav Nachman Amar Loilam Baal La B'Klabrius. He agrees to Ula. So why is the Mishnah bringing Leket Shekampeya? So Ula said another halacha, that Leket Shekampeya is mutter. Rav Nachman says there's another thing here. What happens when she gets divorced? And once she got divorced, the husband becomes part of Brius. He was only not part of Brius because she's married to him. But the minute she gets divorced, Zucker Nachman, he kicks back in, right? It's a big chiddush, but that's what Rav Nachman is saying. It's a big chiddush. She didn't mean the husband because she's married to him. But the minute he gets divorced, he now becomes like everybody else and the isser kicks in, even though it wasn't there at the time of the netter. That's what Rav Nachman is telling you, a huge chiddush. She banned herself on March 1st. And on March 1st, she was married. Her husband was not included in the netter. That's what Rav Nachman holds. It's a makoikas, but that's what Rav Nachman holds. On May 1st, her husband divorced her. Zakhtar of Nachman, at that point, the husband becomes usher. Because now, he is part of Brios. She didn't mean him then, but she meant to include him for later, in case he ever divorces her. The Kiddush. Then she can go get like a Chikshampeya. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. It's a very new Kiddush. Because Pashtas, you would say, that when a woman makes a netter, whoever is included in the netter at the time of the netter is included. Whoever is not included is not included. Rav Nachman is saying that the netter can flip back. She's included herself and anybody not her husband. Well, once he divorced her, he's not her husband. He goes into the netter, even though she's not making the netter then.
Is he b'chlal b'riyas or not?
He's not b'chlal b'riyas as long as he's married.
Okay.
Let's read the Rush. I don't want to say it. I'll let the Rush say it for me.
And,
Dr. Rush.
And if she's in Selma?
Let's say
if she's in Selma, no?
Well, if she's in Selma, she can't have
that. Are her children?
No, she was never included.
The children were included with the Brius and her?
Yeah, they were included to begin with. Doesn't have to take
they
back.
Were.
Yeah.
So why is it Bidat? So why Bidat and Iskarsha? Is it Nisama also? Nisama also?
Yeah, she can never have enough of his children. Doesn't have to kick in. This is a Chiddush. She was not Austria at the time of the Netter in him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Netter is there beforehand.
So the
status of
the husband changes, but the
future exactly. Does not exactly. Change. Dr. Rush, this garish chayil lehenet v'lekes yigabeh. Who should this garish have been bowed b'chabrius? The Haki Nadra, Kaidim Shani Nadra, Lechol Adam, the Miskri Briyais, Bishat Hana. Her Nadra means whoever is a Briyais when I'm having pleasure. Abagav the Hashkoli Mitzabau, Yechol Lashra Alof, Lachazman. She can answer her, him say, Asrai Aleha is supposed to say, for afterwards. Mini the Hava Hachdom Alekamar. Dr. Rush, there's a riot to this, you say. It says, Sada Zoo, Shani Meichelach, a guy says, I'm selling you a field. When I buy it back, it should become Hekdish. The Kacha. He could have made it Hekdish now. So he's selling it. He says, when I buy it back, it should become Hekdish. It becomes Hekdish. When he sells it, he can't make it Hekdish anymore. The answer is, when I buy it back, it should kick in. I mean to do it for that. And since I can do it now, I can do it for then also. Same thing this lady is saying. She can make a netter for now. She's not. She's saying, I'm making a netter that when you divorce me, it'll kick in. It's automatically understood in the word b'yais. So the reason he can be made for it, is because when she gets divorced, it'll be inu nefesh. So he can be made for it now, because it'll be a future inu nefesh. Interestingly enough, it'll be an inu nefesh when he's not her husband. But he can be made for it now, because it'll be an inu nefesh later on. Now the Ran says this is a machlokes tanoim. We'll get to this machlokes tanoim later in the perek, and we'll have to decide whether the Rush agrees to the Ran or not. But the Rush is explaining a big yisayid. The woman can make a netter against a Briyais, and she means whoever is a Bria at the time of my pleasure, which means her husband can become a Bria. He's not included now, but she included him for when he gets divorced. How could she include something that's going to happen later? Because she could have done it now. She could have said, I'm not having pleasure for my husband. So she didn't say that, but she meant to say, later on, you'll be included if you ever divorce me.
That he made her, though.
What?
Why can't he make her?
So, it could be made for if not of Lekha Chikampeya. But Lekha Chikampeya, now she can have pleasure from him. Later on, she won't be able to have pleasure from him, but she'll be able to have pleasure from Lekha Chikampeya.
Can't from anybody.
Sorry?
Isn't the idea that she can get from anybody? That's why, because it's...
Because Lekha Chikampeya, she can get from anybody. I don't understand what you're saying.
He can't be made for, we learned from the Mishnah, because...
Of Lekha Chikampeya. That's what it's saying. Zogti Gemara, Esrei Rabbi Rav Nachman, and I want to introduce you to Rabbi Cohn's Gemara that's been bothering him a whole morning. Yes.
What does that mean?
That means, even though now the husband wasn't included, but when he divorces her and she wants that pleasure from him, he's included.
Because
at that point, when she's having the pleasure, he is included in everybody else.
Well, she says Brios, she means Brios will be born afterwards. Too, right?
Any Brios that's going to be around at the time of my pleasure. That's what it means.
Well, why do you say that?
It doesn't mean the one's born, but
yeah,
that's beside the point.
I wouldn't say that either.
He's not born, he's here now. It's a big difference.
And if he was born, it makes no difference. He's a new person.
I don't want to get involved in a Davish Leib Aliyah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
No, I don't want to get there. We're not talking about that here. It's not a Davish Leib Aliyah. It's a man standing here. That's why it's different. All I'm saying is, that's what it means. What happens later, we'll worry about later. I don't know. It's a good question, but I don't know what it is. I don't know the answer. Esvei, Rabbi Rav Nachman. Baal Lab Bekalbi Yisu? He could have asked the same question on Ula. Ula and Rav Nachman said the husband was not included. Rav said the husband was included. Right? Baal is not Bekalbi Yis, but none. The Tulanim and Ayudim. Oh, she says, yeah, man, this girl, my cone's been bothered with this the whole day.
And last night.
If a woman makes a netter that she will not have intimacy with any man, it says, Yafra Chalkai, he has to cancel his own chalik because it's Beinoy Lebeina. Utein Mishem Shasai, and that permits her to have intimacy with him. Utein the Tulim and Ayudim. But she can't ever marry anybody else because the netter kicks in. This is Rabbi Yaisi talking, right? We didn't know whether Tashmish is Inu Nefesh. We had a shayla earlier in the week. According to the Rabbana, we had no proof. But Rabbi Yaisi says it's not Inu Nefesh. It's Beinoy Lebeina. So he's made for his part. And then she's, why does he have to be made for his part? He was never included. Why is it different than Briyais? Why is Yehudim different than people? If he wasn't included in Briyais, according to Rav Nachman, so why is he included? Why does he have to be made for his chalik? He was never included.
Why was he included?
In Briyais? Why did we say Baal Abaklav Briyais? Why isn't he included in Briyais?
That word.
Because we say she means everybody besides her husband. That's how we interpret her word. That's the question. So why does he have to be made for Chalkai? Yehudim and Briyais is similar. And for the Gemara. What?
Briyais includes
Goyim. Adarab, and it still doesn't include the husband. So Yehudim, why is Yehudim more inclusive of the husband than Briyais is? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara. And the Rush has a different gear sub. Now, we don't agree with that. This is the Rosh's Gersa. Let's read it inside. Different than our Gersa. If he was never included, why does he have to be made for his share? Does he offer Chalkai? Why? The Mishay, the Bechal Bias, Dr. Rush, Gamein Bechal Yehudim. If he's not included in Briyais, he's not included in Jews. M.K. Chalkai might circle over. By the way, I will ask her as Molim. She never asked himself. M for the Gemara, and here we go back to the Girsa. So we change the Girsa. Not the Girsa we have in our Gemara. Beyam Rebao La Bechal Briyasu, Amai Tzarek Lohafer. That's the Rush's Girsa. Why be made for? He was never included. And for the Gemara, Shaini Hacha, the Mukhamusa, Dalatera Kastra Navsha. Why in the world is this woman banning herself from intimacy? She's not allowed to have intimacy with any other man. She's an Ashes Ish. She's a married woman. All of a sudden she says, I will never have intimacy with anybody. Who does she mean? Everybody else? She doesn't have to make an enter. There's nobody else that's allowed to have intimacy with her anyway. In case her husband dies, to also make the netter then. Why is she making a netter as a married woman not to have intimacy with any human being, with any Jew? So it must mean include her husband. By Briyais, she doesn't want to have pleasure from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudah, Yitzchak, and Zvulun. Doesn't they? Because people have pleasure from other people. By intimacy, in its essence, there's no other reason to make the netter. Why in the world is a married woman thinking about intimacy with any other person?
Well, love or should they love it?
What?
Yes. She's preventing him.
And Asus Ish is thinking about, in case I'll be mad, she's making a net or what?
She's saying
that a lot.
She's making herself more reason not to get, have one night.
I don't know. If Asus Ish and Chedek is not a good enough deterrent, I don't think
I'll
there's extra.
More. Add more.
If you feel that that's a question, I'll let you answer it. To me, it's not. It's a non-question. Here's a woman that's...
Rabbi, why can't...
1 second, Harvey. Here's a woman that's Chayiv Misa, she's Mazana. And all of a sudden she decides, I'm afraid I'll be Mazana, so I'll make a netter. That way I won't be Mazana. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying it's a preventive. preventive.
How is that more preventive than a chi of misa?
This chi of misa plus she's over the. Over the nether all.
If you think that that's a reason, then you can argue with the Gemara. The Gemara does not feel that that's a question at all. Because she's not anxious-ish. She's not allowed to have intimacy with anybody else. Why in the world is she making this nether? Yes, Harvey.
Maybe she's making the nether because her husband says to her, when I die, you should marry this kind of person and then you'll be happy. And then she says, in response to that, I will never be with someone else after you die.
But that's not what she said. She said, I don't have intimacy with any Jew. Now, you're setting up a case based on your speculation that that's what happened. Normal case of an Atula Adam Yehuda means it wasn't triggered by him talking about death. It was triggered because she decided... The normal case would be,
I understand.
I'm sick and tired of you, but I don't want to say that, so I'm going to say, I mean all Jews.
I don't know that it's a normal case. I'm just saying that this is a more normal thing that women say.
Again, I hear your question, except that the Gemara assumes that this was a regular case of a woman saying it without him talking about death. And she didn't talk about
death. But Rabbi, none of these nadar are normal, quote-unquote normal. All of these things are bizarre. Every one that we do here.
We're trying to answer a question. Why is the husband included in Yehudim and not in Briyas? So we're saying, because in the way we understand the Mishnah, she made it because of him. Whereas in our case, she didn't make it because of him. That's the answer. So you're asking, maybe it's this case and it'll be a good question. So I'll tell you, it's not this case and it's not a good question.
I hear you. I just don't see all of these things are
bizarre.
You're
trying to make the question a question.
Right.
You're turning, meaning usually a question has to be that's the only way to learn that. To get out of a question, I just have to offer you a possibility. You want to say that the case is this, and therefore it's a contradiction. I don't have to prove that it's not a contradiction. I have to offer you that it's possible that it's not a contradiction. Rashi.
Okay.
Shiny,
in defense of Avram's question, it seems that one could understand it as a way of making a shvuah to mekazek a mitzvah, in which case it really does not have any things, but it is a permissible form of speech rather than being out on the hinterlands.
Again, if you think it's a good question, he's agreeing.
Well, I didn't go that far. I just said I think it's a defensible question.
How's he feel? He
doesn't
usually yell
at me.
And he always gets upset when I don't raise my hand.
Shiny Acha de Mukha Milta. Avagav de Baal Mukhabiyas. Hokha Mukha Milta Davi Bakar Yehuda. Shaina Tricha Lesar Asmel and Mishu Mataris Lai. She doesn't have to ask to herself, only from somebody she's remissible to. Period. Now the Rosh brings a new girsa. The yes svarim girsim, a different girsa. E amrit ba'al la'bechal b'yasu, nidre inu nevashinun, v'yafir layla. So what's got in that girsa? That's the girsa we have. If the husband's not included, it's inu nefesh. What does the Gemara mean? Why is it more inu nefesh if the husband's not included? So the Rosh, b'chi p'lushay. The e ba'al la'bechal b'yasim, k'ay netuli adam in Yehudim, why in the world, if the husband's not included, so why'd she make the nether? Must be, she meant not tashmish. The tularim yehuda must mean pleasure. We interpret it for tashmish, but that's only because the husband's included. If the husband weren't included, why do we say she means tashmish?
Right.
She's not having intimacy with anybody anyway. So obviously she doesn't mean tashmish. She means any benefit. So the blabach yeshurim elin yanokamra chasra nos oilam alei babi nidriya in nefesh viyafel oilam. But my kamer netula mi yudim. So why do we say she is removed from husband? He can be made for it for everybody. But avagav daminan took the rush. Period. So the rush is shot in the second girsa. Is that the Gemara is asking the interpretation of the tula niyam in yudim only makes sense that it means intimacy because he's included. If you weren't included, then it doesn't mean intimacy. Because anyway, she's banned from intimacy. So it must mean other pleasure. And if it's other pleasure, it's inner nefesh. Now that contradicts what we just said before, that pleasure from the whole world is not inner nefesh. So to Rush, we haven't got the meaning of the B'chal 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 nefesh, because the husband was not included. Hasam shayni, kamar kaidim shayni nana labrius, the mutaris beperiseya. So the Rosh, based on what we said before, did she ban the item or did she ban the person? In our Mishnah, she banned the people. Therefore, her husband can give her pleasure because he's not the people. If you say netulanim and ayehudim, it means I'm banning their items. And therefore, if she bans the items, even if her husband gets it, she can't have pleasure. And that's inui nefesh. Dr. Rush, over here when she says the brias to mutaris the parasem could have parash milel, like I just explained, because now it doesn't belong to them. Aber netulanim and ayehudim, right, mashmi be parasem. The word Misham Shosai, the Mishnah says it means intimacy. How could you have a Hada mean it means anything else? The Haki Kamer, Yofer Chelkai, Shetei Muteris, the Hanis Min Ayehudim by the Tachta. He can be made for his Chelik so she could be able to have pleasure from the Jews. But Tamid Eslim, it's Misham Shenu. And she should be able to stay there and not get divorced. Because if she can't have pleasure from anybody, she's going to have to get divorced and go do something because she can't even have pleasure from her husband because she banned herself in the fruit. So Misham Shasa doesn't mean intimacy. Misham Shasa means she can stay around and be my serve me. She can be around. That's all it means. Shani, Yochad the Mukhamosa, Klaimer. Lishna Natula Mehuda Mashma the Mitash Mishkamra. No, it means intimacy. Ubal Haba Bechlau. And he included the husband. She was banning herself and Heter. The Rosh will listen to Kama Merchel B'Pashit Yaiser. I like the first shot, the other Girsa, that the Gemara said, I'm my Yachal Ofer. The Epshet, the Kashaluhu, which from the Ikele Meimar, I'm going to leave this for Monday. I hate to do this, but I'm going to leave this next piece for Monday because it gets a little complicated. So basically, the Rosh is giving you two Girsas.
What's the first shot?
First shot is the Girsa. If he's not included, why does he have to be Mefer? He's not included. That's the first shot. Yes. The second shot is that if he's not included, it's not referring to intimacy. It's referring to other things. So then he should be able to be Mefer for everybody because she banned the item. She didn't ban the person. She bans the person. It's not included. Bans the item is included.
why is he included? Well, there's no one else that it could be, correct?
If it's not intimacy.
If it is intimacy, first shot.
You're right. 1 minute. That's the Gemara's kasha. So why? If she didn't mean him, she didn't mean him. In the Havamina, the Gemara says, if she didn't mean him, he shouldn't have to be made for him. The answer is she must have meant him because there's no other reason. That's the answer to the Gemara.